This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Classic.
I wasn't expecting to come in like
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I wasn't either.
Woo! I was not either.
All right.
That was strong.
Let's go.
Here on the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Podwatering Sportsbook. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. He's Mason Crosby. And as of right now, it's still the Vince Lombardi Trophy if you win the Super Bowl. One of the two teams trying to win the Super Bowl a week from Sunday is the Philadelphia Eagles. So let's go to Philadelphia. WIP Radio's Spike Eskin, been a guest on the show in the past, is joining us today. Spike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for jumping on. And I know, you know, the last time we had you on, we ended it by talking. The next time we talked, maybe we talked about the NBA. And I know your Sixers are hot, but we gotta we gotta focus on what the week before the week looks like. How's your Super Bowl week before the week going?
It's good here, man. I mean, vibes are pretty high. I didn't see this coming before the season. To be quite honest with you, I didn't see this coming before the playoffs started. So, just happy to be here is the vibe.
This is Mason Crosby, Spike. I appreciate you jumping on. Is that like a classic Philly fan like reaction? Just kind of to, you know, have that approach where it's just like, if it happens, you want to be surprised. You're kind of like down on the teams, look at them in a certain way, and then it's like, all right, wow, they've just wowed us and surprised us, and we're happy now.
I would say that's how it used to be. I would say that's more of the older Philly fan mentality that I have. The younger people, I'm 48. If you're in your mid-30s, you've seen a Phillies World Series. You've seen two Eagles Super Bowls, 1-1. So I think they're a little more confident than people like me are. But I lived through a lot worse than they did.
I like to say a lot on the show, cautiously optimistic. So, you know, it's just always a little air of caution whenever you're trying to be optimistic there. But let's talk about this Philadelphia Eagles team, and obviously Saquon Barkley lighting it up. You know, kind of who has been a surprise on this team for you, seeing how you said you were surprised even in this playoff run?
Well, I think the biggest surprise has been all on the defense. Zach Bond has been an enormous surprise. He was essentially signed to be a third linebacker and a special teams player, and he's first team All-Pro. So that was pretty surprising. The fact that Quinion Mitchell is a late first-round pick and has become a shutdown corner in his first year has been surprising. Even N'Kobe Dean, who's hurt now, but the other linebacker, has battled the injuries his first couple of years, and has been a huge surprise as well.
Nice, yeah. And my like a friend of the show, he's been on our show before, Oren Burks, stepping in after after injuries, and he's been playing exceptionally well here these last couple games. Been excited to see him step up and have those moments of greatness for that defense as well.
Yeah, made a couple of plays in the last game. And actually, the other guy that I had mentioned was Nolan Smith, who looked like he was an edge rusher, who looked like he was going to be a bust. I would say that the third preseason game this year, when a guy is playing the entire third preseason game in the NFL in 2024, you don't think he's going to be an impact player, but he's got 4.5 sacks, you know, in the playoffs so far. Yeah. I think 10.5 sacks overall this year. So there have been guys overall, and you're right, Oren Burks made a couple of really big plays last week, and he was it was a concern losing to N'Kobe Dean in that game, and he's been great as well.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you watched the Packers-Eagles game in that wild card round. For our Packers fans, listening on the on this show, what was your take of that game, and like kind of Were you worried going into that game that the Packers could get the Eagles' number on that?
Oh yeah, I was pretty worried. The game, though, the final score didn't look close. That game was a one-score game in the fourth quarter, which is pretty much how I saw it going. I thought the biggest difference in that game from the first time they played was the Eagles' defense, which is so much better than they were from a tackling standpoint, from a togetherness standpoint. And I honestly, the biggest thing that I thought made that game was Jordan Love. Just I don't think it was that impressive. And it's weird. Progress is not always linear. You expect younger players to get better every single year, but that game really just turned out being whoever made more mistakes was going to lose, and the Packers made more mistakes and they lost.
That's been the Eagles' recipe in this playoffs. They have just been mistake-free. They are getting turnovers at a high rate, just doing all those little gritty things well. Like, they're an interesting team right now for me to watch because it's like they're not doing anything special. They're running the ball. They just do old-school fundamental football. So kind of my question leading into like the Super Bowl and against the Kansas City Chiefs, they're obviously going to be trying to shut Saquon down. Who on that offensive side of the ball for the Eagles is going to have a game? Is it like, are we expecting Jalen Hurts to just kind of try to take over if the Chiefs are able to shut Saquon down?
Well, I think we need a Jalen Hurts game closer to the one he played last week than the one he played the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. You know, like Buffalo tried to do the thing where they don't make a mistake and they try to beat the Chiefs. And that, I just don't think that's enough against a team like the Chiefs. Like, I think you have to make plays. I don't think you can just not turn the ball over and expect to beat that team. So, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I'm fighting off a cold here.
Oh, you're all good.
I think Jalen Hurts is going to have to make some plays. I don't think he's a take. This is awful radio. I'm sorry. I don't think he's a take the game over kind of guy, but he's going to have to throw, you know, closer to 30 times than 20. He's going to make some plays with his legs, and he's going to have to not turn the ball over. And if they can do that, I think they can win the game. But I don't think they win the game with one of those Jalen Hurts games where he throws 17 times for 115 yards.
This is Spike Eskin with from WIP Radio in Philly. We are talking Eagles, the Super Bowl, the matchup against the Packers. So, Spike, which again, I love your name. Like before I came on the show, I was like, man, I wish my name was Spike. It's awesome, but. So
let's speak. You can change it. You know, my real name's Brett. You can change it anytime you want.
So Mason Spike Crosby.
All right.
Yeah. So, there you go. Yep.
See, I've been looking for a nickname. Kick. You know, they just call me the kicker. But,
yeah, the kicker.
Yep.
Yeah, because that, like, again, just to, you know, from my experience in, you know, in the kicking world, I believe, you know, these Super Bowl games, just looking at these two teams and the matchups and obviously how the Chiefs have played throughout the season, that special teams and kicking game could, you know, it could come down to that in this game. I know Jake Elliott, a phenomenal kicker, has had a few issues with his longer field goals this year. Do you think that, like, this game is going to come down to a field goal to win it at the end? And do you feel confident that the Eagles can win it if it comes down to that situation?
One answer is yes, and one answer is no. I definitely think it could come down to a field goal. Not super confident, but it is what it is, you know. Jake Elliott's had a weird year. You know, he's been missing extra points and long field goals. The long field goals had never been his problem before.
Yeah.
I don't think he had missed a playoff kick before this offseason.
Yeah.
But he's the guy, right? Like, so I think it might be a situation where earlier in the game, if you have a 52-yard field goal or a 4th and 5, you go for it and take the 4th and 5. But late in the game, you might not be really have the advantage of making that decision. So Jake's the guy. They don't have any other options. So I think you just have to, like, you know, cross your fingers, say a prayer, and hope it works out.
Mason, any reason Jake Elliott, like, is going through what he's going through? Have you seen anything on tape?
No, you know, it happens. I mean, they tried, it seems like, a lot. Sometimes in these situations, coaches, I went through a year where it was like, just keep trying the long kicks. Maybe he'll get through it. And as in that position, it's not the case. It's like a quarterback, like, just keep throwing the deep ball. Maybe it'll get better. It's like, it just doesn't always fall that way. So I have nothing but respect and confidence in, like, a kicker like Jake Elliott, but it has been a thorn in his in his season on those long field goals, and then the weird ones are the extra points. Yeah, he's missed some kicks that are just a little goofy, and sometimes it's like you mess with a little fundamental things, some different stuff like that, and it can throw a wrench into how you feel confident in going into those situations. So I hope for them that, like, I always hope in these big games that, like, the kickers just do their job, no issues, go out and perform, and let all those other football guys do their jobs and get the thing done. But I'm excited about this matchup. Are you excited? We talked about this earlier in the week about storylines. Are you tired of the Kansas City Chiefs storyline? Are you excited still about, like, what this matchup looks like, on paper leading up to the big, the week of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think the exciting thing for me is the opportunity to prevent the Chiefs from making history.
Yes.
Right? Like,
you want to shut it down.
Yeah, and like, you know, Andy Reid, he will be remembered mostly as a Chiefs coach, but he's still, to this
point,
the best coach in Eagles history. And you don't want that guy making history on your dime.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and because, you know, that'll be a story afterwards. So I think the opportunity to stop and you know, really for the Eagles' resume to be that their two Super Bowls were to beat Brady and Belichick and Mahomes and Reed would be pretty, you know, legendary stuff. If you're going to have – if you're going to beat two duos for Super Bowls, those are two strong ones to beat. So, you know, I kind of like it.
I love that. So we talked about the last time these teams met in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And we talked about that.
The NFL screw job, is that what you're talking about?
The last play, yeah. So how do you hope the refs call this game? Do you want them to let them play all the way? Or are you a fan of, like, just, you know, call the obvious, let everything else go? Like, how do you view what's going on? Kind of, you know, in the rhetoric around the Kansas City, you know, ref favoritism stuff.
You know, I don't buy any of it. It's not that I don't like the question. I understand the question.
Oh, yeah.
I just, like, I don't like talking about the refs as a factor. Like, you know, I've hosted a basketball podcast for 11 years, and the Sixers have lost a lot of, you know, games where the refs have made questionable calls, and all the listeners want to blame the refs for it. And I'm just like, the calls go both ways. There's bad calls both ways. I don't buy that the refs are calling it for the Chiefs. I think people are annoyed with the Chiefs and that they keep winning, and they're looking for every opportunity to say that that's why they're winning, aside from the fact that the Chiefs are awesome and know how to win, and that's where they are. So like, if the story on Monday morning in Philadelphia is the reason that we didn't win is because of the refs, that I think that's a BS, you know, way to think about it.
I like that. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's like, it's hard to imagine that a team can be like so disciplined that they just don't make as many errors, and they have the fundamental skills and they have the things about them that just don't make those mistakes in those critical moments. I mean, the Chiefs showed that against the Bills in that AFC Championship game, where they, in the situational moments, just played at a higher level and executed really well. So I'm very excited about this matchup, because when I watch these teams, especially in the playoffs, like you said, Eagles, I was a little unsure about leading into the playoffs. But now, as they've gotten in this moment, they are just a fundamentally sound, disciplined team that do amazing things on defense and then play a brand of football that is going to be, it's just tough to stop. It's dynamic with simplicity. And I think both these teams kind of have that formula, and it should be an amazing matchup.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, both teams represent a lot of maybe a shift in the NFL overall. It's been such a passing league and a high-scoring league for so many years, but it does feel like defenses have adjusted, you know, and Vic Fangio is sort of at the front end of that, and not letting teams beat you with big chunk plays through the air anymore. And you have to be a sound team. You have to not make, you know, you have to not turn the ball over. You have to run the ball well. And I think both these teams are indicative of that. The Eagles are a more extreme version of those things, but I think it's a fun matchup. I think the storylines are fun. I think Buffalo would have been a fun storyline too.
Sure.
Honestly, Buffalo fans and Philadelphia fans in one city for a week probably would have been dangerous.
Been crazy.
So maybe we're better off. But I'm really looking forward to the game, and I think the Eagles have a real chance to win the game, and it should be a great game.
Yeah, like as you said it, I'm thinking like, okay. And I want to ask you, do you think that the Eagles need to adjust their defensive strategy slightly in order to pull off this win against the Chiefs? If they just let them kind of move the ball and not let anything downfield, because the Chiefs this year have not really had threats down the field, do you think they need to play a little tighter defense just to not let Patrick Mahomes do his little dink and dunk, like move his team down the field?
It's just not what they've done. You know, and I
so
would
you don't see him switching.
No, I think the biggest thing that Fangio does as a change is sometimes he'll they'll take Bond and put him as a fifth guy on the line of scrimmage, and just sort of like if the other team is running the ball particularly well, they're just a very, very, very disciplined defense, and they'd be getting turnovers. And I just think, and they did this with Washington too. You know, Washington moved the ball really well that first drive against them, and they didn't really change their strategy at all. And they would rather you take 15 plays to drive down the field because it's more likely you'd make a mistake than get beat on one big play. You know, and who knows if Travis Kelce has been, you know, storing up energy for 20 weeks.
It seems like
game
it.
Too.
that's what it appears to be. Maybe it'll all come out on Super Bowl week. But all right, this is Spike Eskin, WIP Radio in Philly. I want you to give us your prediction for this game before we let you go.
Oh, I haven't done that yet. Boy, it's early.
Early prediction.
This is not a binding prediction.
No,
this is
not
early.
Binding.
Yeah, this is early.
We're going to have like
what's
35
your,
predictions
what's your gut
before.
Today, as we're like 8 days away.
My most likely scenario is the Eagles lose by one score.
I hate that. I tend to agree with you, but I hate that because I am one of those like anti. I'm just tired of the Chiefs.
I'm all dynasty all the time. Like, just keep winning.
But also, dominate. As Packers fans, you know, there's a big Packers sentiment here in Wisconsin about like when they keep saying that the Chiefs will be the first team to win three in a row, acknowledging that that's in the Super Bowl era because the Packers did it twice.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl.
No,
it's
right,
different.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a little
Super Bowl's different.
Exactly. It is. It definitely is. Spike, before we let you go, a couple quick ones. You worked in New York for a couple years. Is the GM? I mean, Shane still has the job with the Giants, but is he ever going to live down that audio with him and Mara talking about Saquon Barkley? Like, we're going to be playing that for years, right?
By the way, it's that and his son telling him to trade up and get Jaden Daniels.
Get Daniels, exactly. Like, those two clips together are so unbelievable.
Yeah, I would say it's more likely no than yes that he ever lives that down. I wouldn't bet yes. I'll put it that way.
I agree with you on that. Fair. That's going to be living infamy.
It is. And we do got to ask you one question. Your Sixers have won four games in a row. They are looking, you know, they're still on the outside looking into the playoff picture, but they're tied with the Bulls for that 10th spot. Is Philly going to make some noise this year on the basketball court?
No, I think they'll probably, I think what you see is what you get. They'll probably end up in the play-in.
Okay.
You know, and whether they end up in the playoffs from there is your guess than mine. I think they have put themselves in a situation where there won't be some big sell-off at the trade deadline.
Okay.
I also don't think they're going to make any all-in moves. So I think they'll play better, you know, if assuming Embiid plays more, I would hope. But I think they probably end up winning 35 or 36 games. That would be my guess.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, well,
like
we will definitely get you on later on in the season to talk some NBA specifics and get your take on the Eastern Conference in general. We didn't talk any Bucks hoops, but we definitely have that on our docket for today.
Yeah, sorry, I stayed deep into the football
no,
world.
No, as we should. It's Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowl is ahead of us. We
it
should
is
be
happening
focused. Yeah.
At some point.
It, yeah, eventually, right?
Yeah, in a long time. It feels like forever.
Yes, sir.
Spike, really appreciate it. Best of luck to your Eagles, and yeah, it's going to be a fun week ahead. So we'll get you back on, you know, to talk basketball here in the coming months. But yeah, really appreciate your time.
Anytime, thanks, guys.
Awesome,
all right, thanks, Spike.
Spike Eskin, WIP in Philly, is the afternoon host, and I know he's going to go get that that lemon hot water right now with a little honey in it. Right? Do you do lemon and honey?
Molly's still pushing the tea heavy on me, and I'm just like, I only use it whenever I need it. It's
right,
like,
right.
And then did you just hear that? Like, as soon as I started talking, like,
yeah,
I'm like,
of course.
I'm not drinking tea anymore. My throat starts like, I'm like, gosh, like I'm going to start. She probably heard me, and she's bringing me tea right now. Just getting me ready to roll.
Because she's the best.
She is.
Yeah.
She cares for me.
She does. That's so sweet.
I know. Love is love.
That's what you get coming off of Human Wednesday. That's for
right.
Sure.
I just feel, I'm just all the feels right now.
Yep. Two teams that are in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Green Bay Packers are not in the Super Bowl. And we're going to talk about if they need veteran leadership on the team as the youngest team in the NFL. And specifically, is there a position we're looking at that they need some more veteran leadership moving forward into the 25 NFL season. That, you know, you can do everything you want during the draft, but do they need some veteran leadership? We'll talk about that coming up. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels. Thanks again to Spike Eskin from WIP for jumping on. This is the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.